Hello to all my good people out there in the world. T.O., Mr. Ceasefire Hardeman, coming to you live today on my YouTube web series, Violence Interrupted Stories Number 1. Today I plan to tell the story of a young guy by the name of Little Donnie. Little Donnie was working as a lookout or a security type of person for a local drug dealer on the west side of Chicago a few years ago. And what happened, Little Donnie's mother had an asthma attack, and his sister called him to rush to the house to help his mother before she gets in the ambulance. So as soon as Donnie left the drug location, the police came and raided the drug location. And the resident drug dealer, and leader in that area thought that Little Donnie had told on him. So when Little Donnie left the hospital taking care of his mother, the local drug dealer had two of his guys go and grab Little Donnie and bring him to the back of a Courtway building. Donnie's sister called me, and I rushed over on location. And trust and believe, my people, do not try this at home. This work is not for the faint at heart, all right? So when I arrived on the location where they had Little Donnie, the resident drug dealer told me, say he would put me to sleep if I keep meddling in his business. And keep in mind, I was there to save Little Donnie's life. So, you know, I was there. I could not make a move. I was committed to saving a life that particular day. And I had to tell the guy. So he said it once again. He said, look, I don't care what you call yourself, Mr. Ceasefire, T.O. Hardeman, or whoever you think you are, I will put you to sleep if you keep meddling in my business, all right? He told me twice, and he meant what he said. Now, check this out, everybody. There were two pit bull dogs back there with him as well, and then he had two or three guys with him. So I was straight up with him. I say, this brother did not tell on you. His mother had an asthma attack. The brother straight up, man, you don't have to do this. So in order for the drug dealer to save face, he slapped Little Donnie upside the head and knocked him to the ground and told me to take Little Donnie with me. Now, as an end result, and I'll tell you something, this was a real serious situation, a very true story from the west side of Chicago. And as an end result, Little Donnie is working a job now. He got out of the gang. His life was saved, and the beat goes on. Now, the moral of the story, I could not even sleep that night, because the guy told me he would put me to sleep. So I saw the guy that told me he would put me to sleep about 2 or 3 months later. He said, how you doing, big brother? And he gave me props for saving a life that particular day. Now, this is Violence Interrupted Story Number 1, or Episode Number 1, and more to come. Peace. And remember to visit my website, violenceinterrupters.org. Visit my website. Take care.